Hey, I'm your spiritual fitness coach, Nat Crawford, and today we're going to talk about growing spiritually. Just as a newborn baby craves milk, we too are called to crave the spiritual nourishment that only God can provide. This craving is not just for any food, but for the pure spiritual milk that helps us grow into fullness of life in Christ. The Apostle Peter wrote this in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. This passage beautifully illustrates the importance of longing for God's Word and His presence in our lives. It's a call to action, urging us to actively seek the spiritual sustenance that leads to growth. So let's explore what it means to crave this pure spiritual milk and how we can apply it to our daily lives. The picture of newborn babies craving milk speaks volumes about our need for spiritual nourishment. Just as babies instinctively know that milk is essential for their growth and health, we too should recognize our deep need for spiritual food. This craving is for the pure, unadulterated truths of God's Word, which provide the nutrients we need to grow strong in our faith. To grow into a full experience of salvation is to mature in our understanding of what it means to be saved by grace, to live a life that reflects Christ's love and righteousness, and to deepen our relationship with God. This process of growth is continuous, requiring regular feeding on the Word, prayer, and fellowship with other believers. Peter encourages us to cry out for this nourishment, indicating a sense of urgency and desperation. This is not a passive waiting, but an active pursuit of God's presence and His truth in our lives. It's about recognizing our spiritual hunger and seeking to satisfy it with the only food that truly nourishes, God's Word. Okay, so how do we put Peter's words into action? First, prioritize time in God's Word. Dedicate time each day to read and meditate on the Scriptures. Let it be your source of wisdom, encouragement, and guidance. Second, pray with purpose. Prayer is your direct line to God. Use it to express your desires, fears, and needs, and to listen for His guidance and comfort. Next, pursue Christian relationships. Engage with a community of believers who can support and encourage your spiritual growth. Sharing insights and learning from others is a powerful way to deepen your faith. Fourth, develop a coachable spirit. Be open to correction and instruction. Growth often comes through challenges and being stretched beyond our comfort zones. Spiritual growth is an ongoing journey that requires our active engagement and a heart that yearns for more of God. As we crave the pure spiritual milk of God's Word, let us be transformed by its power, growing in faith, in love, and in a deeper experience of salvation. Remember, friend, it's through this craving and nourishment that we come to know the Lord's kindness more fully and in turn reflect His light and love to the world around us. So let's commit to this journey together, encouraging one another to seek, to grow, and to thrive in our spiritual lives. When you do this, you will win today.